As we mentioned earlier, we're hearing today throughout the program from some of our recent guests who share their thoughts on Martin Luther King Jr.'s legacy, including people with very different political perspectives.
This is Amy Kramer. I'm the chairwoman of Tea Party Express. And I believe that Martin Luther King's challenge today would be that we are all created equal and we all have equal opportunities. This isn't about what color we are, what country we come from. We're all human beings and we're all standing shoulder to shoulder in this country for freedom. And I believe that his challenge would be the same today as it was during his lifetime.
My name is Cornell West, and Martin Luther King Jr.'s legacy today means that we've got to focus on poor and working people. We've got to focus on American occupation in Afghanistan, and we've got to focus on the greed of investment bankers and the greed of corporate elites so that everyday people can live lives of decency and dignity. That is not the case today. We got a lot of work to do. Martin, we love you.
That was Princeton professor, author, and activist Cornell West and Amy Kramer of the Tea Party Express telling us their thoughts about carrying forward Martin Luther King Jr.'s dream. Coming up, the legendary singer Harry Belafonte used his voice on stage and in the public arena to raise awareness about the fight for equality. As we celebrate the King holiday, Belafonte tells us why the civil rights leader's message still matters today.
The power of his mission was so indelible that it's not going to be easy for the world to lose him in the affairs of history.
That's ahead on Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.